Now, the top of the hour on the Progressive Voices channel on TuneIn presents the Green News Report.
More than 800 flights were canceled over the weekend, thousands more delayed due to whiteout conditions.
Intense winter storms wreak havoc from coast to coast.
Overall, there's no cutoff point when it starts being an emergency. It's a matter of increasing levels of risk over time.
Trump's government shutdown now threatening public health and safety.
The world's oceans are taking in much more heat than we ever thought before.
2018 was the hottest year on record for the world's oceans, putting the world in hot water. Plus,
now PG&E is on the hook for $30 billion worth of potential liabilities.
California's largest electric utility to file for bankruptcy in the wake of catastrophic wildfires.
All of those liabilities and more straight ahead. From BradBlog.com, I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
I mean, Ocasio-Cortez, the Green New Deal. You know what the estimated cost of this is?
Your billionaire fossil fuel sponsors go broke and the world becomes a better, cleaner place where humans don't face extinction? Sounds like it's well worth the price to me, Sean Hannity. This is your Green News Report.
I'm gonna soak up the sun.
Okay, Desi Doyen, I think pretty much everyone in the country got a taste of terrible winter weather over the past few days.
Yeah, it was quite a wallop. Intense winter weather wreaked havoc across the nation over the weekend, sparking a state of emergency in North Carolina and one in Virginia due to record snowfall from a major winter storm that stretched more than 1,400 miles from Colorado all the way to the East Coast, and it killed at least 10 people as of airtime. In California, severe rainstorms have prompted officials to warn residents of burn areas recently ravaged by record wildfires to be on alert for flash floods that might trigger landslides. Speaking of those record wildfires in California, the state's largest private utility company, Pacific Gas and Electric, on Monday announced that it is seeking bankruptcy protection because it's facing up to $30 billion in potential liability claims from 2 years of catastrophic wildfires. And the company noted that that number does not include potential punitive damages, fines, penalties, or future claims. The state's fire agency, Cal Fire, previously determined that PG&E's failure to maintain its equipment sparked 17 fires in 2017 in Northern California's wine country. The company's equipment is also suspected to be the cause of some of the record 2018 wildfires, including the worst wildfire in state history, the Camp Fire in Northern California, that killed at least 86 people and destroyed nearly 20,000 buildings. The utility could also potentially face criminal prosecution if failure to maintain its equipment is found to have caused those fires.
Well, if I caused a fire that ended up killing hundreds of people, I suspect I would go to jail. So maybe PG&E does need to pay a price.
Meanwhile, public health experts are warning that President Trump's high-stakes shutdown of the federal government over funding for his border wall, now the longest-running government shutdown in U.S. history, is becoming a danger to public health.
Becoming?
Not only has the Food and Drug Administration suspended food safety inspections, but the Environmental Protection Agency pollution inspectors are also furloughed. No one is checking chemical factories, power plants, oil refineries, water treatment plants, or thousands of other industrial sites for pollution or safety violations.
I would say for the Trump administration, that's a feature, not a bug.
It could be. Cleanup work at Superfund sites is suspended. Forecasters are working without pay at the National Weather Service, meaning weather models are not being maintained, launched, or improved amid extreme winter weather. But don't worry, the Bureau of Land Management is still on the job. It's at work right now on behalf of the oil industry, holding public meetings in Alaska to push forward plans for controversial new oil and gas leases in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge.
Even during the federal shutdown?
Yes.
Nice.
In the Gulf of Maine, state regulators have closed the winter commercial shrimp season for the next 3 years due to warming ocean temperatures that have severely depleted shrimp populations. That's because the Earth's oceans were the hottest ever recorded in 2018, thanks to man-made global warming.
Thanks, man-made global warming.
The 2018 record surpasses the record set in 2017, which in turn surpassed the ocean heat record set in 2016. Researchers publishing in the journal Science also report that the oceans are warming up as much as 40 to 50% faster than previous estimates just 5 years ago, and they say the rate of ocean warming itself is accelerating. If society continues to emit greenhouse gas at its current rate, they warn, thermal expansion of the oceans will add an additional foot of sea level rise by 2100 on top of that already expected from Greenland and Antarctica. They say ocean warming has contributed to increases in extreme weather, rising sea levels, the destruction of coral reefs, and declining ocean oxygen levels, with disturbing implications for the ocean food supply and life on Earth.
You're nothing but fun, Desi Doyen. For much more on all of those stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, please check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. Find us, follow us, and share us planet-wide on the Facebooks and the Twitters at Green News Report. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
It's a rising, rising tide. Oh, no, no, no.
Please help Progressive Voices support the Green News Report by stopping by bradblog.com/donate.